Hi there, it's Melvin. Just wanted to take a moment to thank the team over at Thrizer for supporting this month's podcast sessions. Thrizer is a payment platform that you have to check out if you are a private pay therapist and accepting out-of-network benefits. It basically helps clients save on therapy upfront. Thrizer can help verify a client's out-of-network benefit ahead of the first session so that they get transparency up front on what their out-of-pocket costs will be. I'll tell you more about Thrizer here in the middle of our session, but if you go to sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, you actually and then enter the code STC upon sign up, you get your first $2,500 in fees waived. Again, that's over at sellingthecouch.com/Thrizer, and be sure to enter the promo code STC. So we'll jump right into today's podcast session. Hey, hey, welcome to session 69 of Selling the Couch. So I need to apologize a bit in advance if my voice sounds a little bit hoarse. We had some very close friends in town and ended up having just a really nice meal and lots of awesome conversations, like the conversations where you just start laughing so loud and so hard that you start tearing up. Hence, my voice is definitely not where it is usually. Today's podcast is a really cool topic, which is all about creating an effective online profile. Now, if you remember from session 45 of the podcast, it was all about creating an effective Psychology Today profile, and my guest was Dr. Jared DeFife, and I encourage you to check that out at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 45. But that podcast ended up helping so many of our colleagues create an awesome profile. And I just wanted to continue that conversation with someone else who's doing it really well. But before we get to today's session, I wanted to take a moment to thank our very first sponsor, which is Brighter Vision. Brighter Vision is a company that helps you build just an awesome private practice website. Their name often comes up in the Selling the Couch Facebook community, and the reviews and just the objective reviews of them has been so awesome. So if just the thought of creating a website on your own or hiring a designer, a high-end designer, just doesn't make sense for you right now, I encourage you to check out Brighter Vision. You can do that at brightervision.com/try/Melvin and enter the promo code couch and you get a 1 month free. My guest today is Jeff Gunther. Jeff is a licensed professional counselor out in Portland, Oregon. He was in private practice, but he also created a website called the Portland Therapy Center, which is an online directory for Portland therapists for them to be able to share their services, but also for clients to find therapists in their own neighborhoods. It's a very cool website, and I encourage you to check it out. As Jeff has built this website, he's also gathered a lot of de-identified and confidential information with regard to what works with online profiles. And I wanted to have Jeff on to talk about two aspects. The first is the wording on profiles. So do things like putting your credentials on a profile, does that seem to make a difference with regard to folks being more likely to call? Does layperson language versus technical language, does that seem to make a sense? Does writing your profile out in paragraph form versus like short bite-sized pieces, does that seem to make a difference? And then the second topic I wanted to talk about with Jeff was the idea of a call to action. So a call to action is usually a sentence at the very end of a profile that tells an individual what to do next. And so in today's session, we talk about what calls to action seem to work really well that he's found in online profiles. So here is my conversation with Jeff Gunther from jeffgunther.com and portlandtherapycenter.com. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Selling the Couch.
Hi, Melvin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I feel like we're going to go a little nerdy with this conversation, but
probably.
But it's such an important topic because, one, we're talking today about how to create an effective online profile, but we're really diving deep into two areas, which is the wording on profiles as well as the calls to action. So the calls to action are those, like, at the very last parts of your profile. What are you getting your potential clients to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could just jump right in. So let's start with this idea of wording on profiles. And I just have like a bunch of like, do you do this? Do you do that kind of questions for you?
Okay.
So one, does speaking about credentials and training in a profile, does that lead to, how does that like relate to conversions? Does that lead to higher conversions versus like speaking in a, just kind of a layperson language?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'd say mostly talking about your credentials and trainings more than speaking to your ideal client works better. And that's because you need to think of your directory listing as like the door to your website, you know? Mm-hmm. So many people that are sifting through directory listings are only spending seconds on your profile, which kind of like kills me when you think about it, because we spend so long typing up really good quality content for our profile. So a lot of the time, they're looking to establish, when the client, the potential client is looking at your profile, they're looking to establish trust. And one of the best ways to do that is to show them that you have some authority in the field and that you can prove it. So showing off your credentials and your degrees, your special trainings, and et cetera, it's crucial in your profile. And you instantly develop rapport and show your potential client that you're legit, that you're professional. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't market to your ideal client at all. You definitely should. But the data that I've collected from the healthcare websites that I run shows that marketing to your ideal client should come secondary to displaying your credentials. And there's such a limited amount of space on a directory listing, so you wouldn't want to fill it all up with only marketing to your ideal client, because that really might limit you. You're supposed to be a little more general, a little more broad on your listing, and then maybe go into detail for your marketing to your ideal client on your website. And it's weird for me to actually give this sort of advice, because I feel like we always hear the opposite from marketing professionals.
Yeah. And I was thinking when you were talking, I was like, man, I've heard the exact opposite, which is like speak to your ideal client in a profile.
I know, right? And I don't think that they're wrong. I just think that writing copy for a profile directory is much different than writing copy for your website or your print material, you know. And with many times listings, you can, in your profile listings, you can choose specialties or treatment orientations that you use. You know, the profile will make a list of all your specialties. So make sure you choose those specialties that line up with your treatment style and with your ideal client. But I want it to sort of, profiles need to be able to attract a general audience. And we're all sort of generalists at heart, you know, so it's okay if we show that on our profile listings.
That's really interesting. So not at all to put you on the spot, but like, mm-hmm. what would be an example of a sentence or two that you could write on a profile that would be like an effective way to show your credentials and your training?
Mm-hmm. A sentence or two might be something like, I've studied at the University of Southern California and I have my degree in marriage and family therapy, and I've gone to multiple trainings with the Gottman Institute, and I'm really passionate about emotionally focused couples counseling. Mm. So just sort of like putting all of your little, you know, your degree, your trainings, and the things that you're passionate about in a couple sentences so that people can skim that and see that and be like, oh, I'm a couple looking for couples counseling. That really resonates. And something that I'll point out here, and something that I usually tell to my like younger therapists or newly not experienced therapists, is that it's okay to substitute passion for training. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't have, you know, 10, 15, 20 years of experience treating PTSD, if you still have like a real passion for it, then that can really resonate with people that are coming across your profile.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So even that word of the use of the word passion, it seems to, there's like a connection that's formed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I had a couple of thoughts that came up. So that's a great example. So when you actually put that credentials in your training, like in the profile, does it make like, is it better to put it at the beginning, the middle, the end of the profile, or is there anything like that?
Good question. Usually it's better to put it at the beginning because that's what they're looking for first and foremost. And then once you connect with them and you establish that trust, you establish that authority, they'll continue to read on. And as they continue to read on, that's when you might appeal to your ideal client. But first, you're going to show them that you're totally legit and you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I just had a random question, which is, so if I imagine like a bunch of people listening are going to like create, you know, these sentences where they're like, you know, I'm so-and-so, I graduated from so-and-so, and this is where I trained, right?
Right.
How do you, when you have so many people doing that, how do you create a profile that actually stands out, you know, from others? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
No, that makes perfect sense. I feel like there's a couple different ways that you can go in this regard. And when I'm looking at all the data of people clicking through on the therapy directory, there's two different ways that resonate. So one is just be really straightforward, like I'm talking about. I graduated here. I have trainings here. And, you know, like that. And then another way to maybe stand out a little bit more is to kind of make it a little bit hooky, you know, to sort of like get the client to visualize what they're going to be experiencing. Mm. So saying something like, I'm determined to make you, maybe not make you, I'm determined to create a goal so that you experience clarity. Mm. I'm really excited that you're going to take this journey in order to experience insight or find peace. So just like one sentence, maybe a couple sentences, that's letting the client know that you have this goal in mind for them to experience peace, clarity, insight. You probably wouldn't promise that they're going to, you know, feel happy or joyful. It's not really the purpose of therapy. Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of like giving them a little bit of a hook, letting them know what you want them to experience.
Yeah, it's almost like there should be a sentence that has a like almost an aspirational nature to it.
Right,
What would it look like at the end of, you know, my time with Jeff or something like that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just shifting a little bit, I wanted to talk about how to actually structure a profile. So I know with like blogging and stuff, and I'm just almost thinking like more people are on smartphones. And so I've read a lot of stuff that generally, if you read a lot of like long paragraphs on blogs, it may not be as like effective, right? As like short bite-sized sentences, like 1 to 3 sentence paragraphs, something like that. How does that translate over to profiles? I'm just kind of curious about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question too. I recommend kind of finding a balance. So I'd say writing a paragraph is really good, but mostly with bite-sized sentences. Mm-hmm. So however you want to list. So if you want to list something, like list the issues that you treat or the treatments that you perform, like that's cool, that works. But make sure that you don't exclusively use bite-sized sentences or lists. So I encourage all therapists to be really concise. And the goal of concise writing is to use the most effective words. So concise writing doesn't always have to be the fewest words, but it always uses the strongest ones. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that you should fill sentences with words that can be deleted or replaced. You know, when only the most effective words are used, then your writing will be far more impactful. And you're looking for something that's a little more impactful for your therapist's directory listings. Mm-hmm. So as a general rule, the more specific words lead to more concise writing. And oftentimes we think that we need to be like really wordy to sound really professional, and that's totally not the case. Being concise resonates with clients more. And remember, you only have a limited amount of space on your profile, so you want to use it wisely.
Yeah, and I was actually going to ask you down the line, but are there certain like kind of power words or keywords that seem to really resonate with clients in when you're creating that profile and when you're making it short and concise like that?
There are, and I'll go over maybe 5 of them here. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that all of these keywords are coming from actual therapists' profiles to see which ones get the most clicks and which ones get the most referrals. So some of these keywords might not feel really good to us, but I just want to like present the data, and then it's up to you if you actually want to use these keywords in your profiles. But these are the ones that resonate with people. Mm-hmm. So the first one is a good one that I think we can all get behind, and that word is collaborate. The word collaborate works really well. I think it sends a message that you and your client will work together to come up with goals, and that the client is the expert on themselves, and that you guys will work as a team to address the issue. So whenever you can, say that you're going to collaborate with the client or that you're a collaborative therapist, and that works really well. People seem to respond to that. And then another word is something that I said just a little earlier, but the word peace, like you'll find peace or you're aiming for peace, is a really good one that resonates with people. So explaining to clients that you have the goal in mind to create more peace in their lives is always a good idea. And it's really nice for them to visualize that and for them to imagine that. The word peace can go a long way because it sends a message to the client that if you come to therapy, you're going to eventually feel better, feel more peace, maybe not happy, like I was saying before, but peace, clarity, insight, those words work really well. This next one feels a bit salesy, so it's a little cringeworthy maybe, but if you want to use it, you can use it. But using the word free really resonates with clients. And you'd only probably use the word free in one situation. And what I typically see is that people who say that they offer a free consult, that really resonates with people. It feels like, oh, it's no risk, and I can go in and I can just see how it's going. But we could talk a little bit more about that with calls to action.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the word homework is something that really resonates with clients. Wouldn't really resonate with me as personally, but homework really resonates because clients want to know that they'll have things to work on during the week, and they won't just work on the issues once a week for just 1 hour, you know? Mm-hmm. So that works really well. And then the last one that I would say, it's not a specific word. It's going to be specific to every therapist out there. But the last one is, if you specifically say what town you're from, then that really resonates with clients too. And I'm not saying that you need to go into like detail about where you're from and all the places you've ever lived, but just a little piece of background info goes a long way. It creates a bit of rapport and trust. And for whatever reason, clients like to know where the therapists are from. And any more background information should probably be saved for your about page on your website.
I'm kind of like blown away. I don't even know what. That's so cool. Like, who knew that like these certain, I mean, it makes like perfect sense, right?
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just, it's so interesting. Like, so the words again are collaborate, peace, free as in free consult, homework. And then something about like the town that you're from.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I don't even know where to start on this one. So let's see. The one that immediately stood out to me, like the piece that made sense to me as well, because it's future focused, but peace can look different for different folks, right? Like it triggers that sense of creativity and that, you know, that what I envision peace looking like for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly. And I actually created a campaign for like an ad campaign on Facebook for my healthcare directory. And the tagline was find your peace. And that really resonated with people.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The one I think the free makes sense. The one that surprised me is the homework.
I know, right?
That's really interesting.
So it is interesting, yeah. I don't know if people, maybe people feel differently once they're in therapy and then actually like assign homework and, you know, to do things during the week. Mm-hmm. But while they're looking for therapy, it seems like they're feeling pretty motivated. You know, they're like, they want to get in, they want to address some issues, and then they want to work on it when they're out of the session. And so they want to know that there's some homework that they're going to have to take from the session.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wonder if part of it also is, they want to make sure they're getting their money's worth.
Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're actually giving them something or giving them something substantial, and they feel like, you know, they're paying for this and it's valuable. And it's not just something where they go and talk for an hour and then never think about it again. Right. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I think you said this, but just to clarify, it's not like, you know, saying like, okay, my first sentence, I'm going to have collaborative, second sentence is peace, third second, like it has to flow nicely, you know, in a language that resonates for ultimately, I mean, first for you, you know,
right. So,
and then ultimately for the client.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't know if I see like these five words, I'm not sure if I see all five of them on one profile, you know. I just usually see one to three of them maybe on each profile. So you don't need to like stuff these into your listings as much as you can. Just, you know, naturally saying them when they come up and when it's appropriate is the best thing to do.
Yeah. You started to mention this a little earlier, started talking about it. So just in general, does like a layperson language, does that resonate more for clients, or is it better to include come on a more technical language, like I'm certified in EMDR or I'm an ACT therapist or?
Yeah. Again, another really good question, I think. I think that in my opinion and from what the data shows, you should use straightforward and approachable language, and you should express your ideas and information in more conversational sentences. So to test this, I would suggest reading your copy aloud and ask yourself, how did it sound? Did it feel natural and like something you would say in person? If not, then try again until it feels genuine, because sterile language creates distance between you and your potential client. And conversely, using language that reflects an authentic representation of who you are and how you communicate will create a feeling of connection. So clients want their therapist to be friendly and easy to talk to, and successfully conveying those traits in your writing will serve your profile and your therapy practice very well. And if you think about it, if a client can already imagine sitting in a room chatting with you just by reading your profile copy, then you're in really good shape. And you shouldn't assume that potential clients know any of our jargon or technical terms, you know? So you should use language that a sixth grader can understand. Mm-hmm. And if you do use jargon, then just be sure to define it and you'll be okay. So I don't think that people should use, you know, dysthymia or trichotillomania. You know, like those are terms that maybe only us in the healthcare industry know about. Instead, you'd want to use something like, you know, the winter blues, you know, something that people can really connect to and really understand.
Yeah. I mean, that makes like perfect sense logically. I think this is a challenge, I think, for a lot of us, because the more trained we get, the more immersed we are in the language, it's really like hard to take a step back and exactly. use like layperson language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree.
You know, this reminded me of another important skill, which you said, Nicole Bonsall, who I had on the podcast, all about copywriting. She said this, that whatever it's copy on a website or copy on a profile, you should always read it out loud mm-hmm. to see how it sounds, because what's typed can sound very different once you read it out loud.
Yeah, that's really true. So that's a good suggestion.
You know, I wanted to just shift a little bit and go to mm-hmm. our second topic. We're having a lot of fun and I didn't realize how much the time's going. So just talking about calls to action. And first, I thought, just so we're on the same page, if you could define like what a call to action is on a specifically on an online profile.
Sure. Yeah, a call to action on an online profile might be something like click through or learn more, click my website to learn more about me, schedule an appointment by filling out the contact form, or give me a call at this number in order to schedule an appointment.
And just in general, I know that there are a lot of options with regard to call to action. There's, you know, schedule an appointment, call such and such number, schedule a free consult, contact me at, right? What calls to action have you found helpful in just the research that you've done?
I actually find that multiple calls to action work best. I mean, not like overloading it with only calls to action, obviously, but I don't think that you should just go with one. And the thing is, clients all have their very favorite ways to reach out. So some people like to actually pick up the phone and call. Others like to email. Some people like to continue reading onto your website and think about reaching out later. Mm. The most successful profiles encourage visitors to email or call if they have questions or would like to make an appointment, while also encouraging people to click through to their website to learn more about what they offer and what they're all about. But the most important thing is to at least have a call to action, because I see so many profiles out there that have no calls to action and it just kills me. Mm-hmm. You don't want to leave people hanging without giving them the next step. And oftentimes visitors are feeling really nervous or overwhelmed or confused or anxious, and they want to be guided by a mental health professional. They want their hand held just a bit so that they know that they're going down the right path. They want to feel taken care of. So take care of them. However, if I had to narrow it down to specific words that you should use in your profile, it would actually probably be the words learn more, because that's what you want them to do. You want them to learn more about your style and your approach. And then when they land on your website, you can start using even more direct calls to action. I find that when the therapists that are the most successful on profile directories get those clients to click through to their website a lot more often.
Hmm. That's really interesting. So I guess you're saying this thing, which is that I'm almost thinking it like from the perspective of a client. They come, they see your profile, and maybe they read a little bit about you, but having some sort of a softer call to action mm-hmm. may actually resonate more than... That's interesting.
Yeah. It's softer because usually when they're looking through therapist profiles on website directories, they're more in the beginning stages mm-hmm. of looking for a therapist. So you don't want to be incredibly direct and tell them to just, you know, do something now because they're not in the action phase. They're in the research or the contemplation stage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're wanting to kind of gently guide them into your website so that they can learn even more about you, so that they can get closer to the action stage and then really reach out to you.
Mm, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I wanted to like circle back around. So you said multiple calls to action. So like where in the profile, like throughout the profile, or do you have like one call to action at, you know, the end of a first paragraph? Like where have you found like where the location, like does that matter?
Yeah, it seems to matter a little bit, and it's right where you probably think it would be. The call to action at the end of your profile text seems to work pretty well, but I don't think that you shouldn't have one closer to the top. That can work too, but it's just so we're all visitors to your therapy directory, to your profile, are all expecting it to be towards the end. So go ahead and put it in there at the end and know that on average, and this is kind of like interesting data, on average, people visit a profile or your website 8 times before reaching out to you.
Really? That's crazy.
I know, isn't it? So it can be, you know, months and months before they actually reach out to you, or at least maybe just like a few weeks. But they visit your profile or they visit your website 8 times, and then they go ahead and decide to reach out to you. And usually, since they are visiting your website on average 8 times, they've probably read a lot of your content, a lot of your text. So they're going to come across your calls to action. So you don't have to put them right up front, right at the beginning. They're going to get there. And while they're doing this and while they're reading your profile text, your website text, or whatever it is, you're creating a relationship with them. It's a digital relationship. It's not the same as an in-person one, obviously. But you're creating rapport with them. So when they feel close enough to you and feel connected, they'll see that call to action and they'll go ahead and reach out to you.
I'm kind of like mind blown here because I think, you know, I just assume someone's distressed, someone looks at profile, someone visits website. Mm-hmm. If it resonates, they call, right? But it makes perfect sense, like that people might wait, but man, that's a lot. Like that's a lot of space, right?
I know. Yeah, it's really surprising. So that's why it's important to, you know, put all that good content on your profile page and then put a lot of energy into your website because mm-hmm. they're constantly going back to your website and reading your blogs and reading your About Me and looking at your photo and doing all these things to try to connect with you and you know, working through their stages of action and then reaching out. So keep that in mind while you're developing the content.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff, the last question that I had was, and you started talking about some of this, but if you could think about like the top 3 tips of creating like an effective online profile based on just, you know, the wording and based on calls to action, what would those be?
I encourage everyone to be really approachable and friendly. So like we were saying before, going ahead and coming up with the most straightforward and approachable, friendly language and content is a really good idea. Displaying your authority is really important. Like I said before, I see so many therapists that don't display their authority. And it's kind of, that's hard to see because I know that all of us as therapists are an authority on something or an expert on some sort of issue, or at least have a lot of passion to work with something. So I want you to really display your authority in your profiles while at the same time coming across as friendly. So that can be a little tricky sometimes. So those are 2 things. And then the last thing, like we were saying, is give a call to action, because you don't want people to just read a profile text and get to the end and then not have anything to do. We want to be able to positively and effectively and ethically influence our visitors to our profile directories to reach out to us or to learn more about us on our websites. So authority, friendly, and call to action. Those are the 3 most important things, in my opinion.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you again for doing this. I feel like we could probably talk another hour or a couple hours on this.
Totally.
But it's just such cool information, and I think it's going to help and be very helpful for folks. What are some of the best ways that folks can get in touch with you?
I just started a new project. It's called The Practice Academy. So you can go to www.thepracticeacademy.com. And I take all the data that I learn from the healthcare websites that I run, and I put them in really easy, free, easy to follow guides that people can download. They can read all my blog posts every week. That's probably the best way to look at what I'm doing and look at all the work. And then you can visit my contact page to contact me, or you can just email me at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at thepracticeacademy.com.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you again, and take good care.
Thanks. You too. It was great.
Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Jeff. Man, that was one of those sessions where I kept wanting to ask questions because it was just such interesting information. And I hope that today's session just motivates you to think about your own profile and some of the ways that you can structure it and some of the calls to action and things like that that you can have. If you need additional support as you create your profile, feel free to come over to the Selling the Couch Facebook community at sellingthecouch.com/community. And I will have a thread up where you can post your profile and we can provide you additional support. You can find more information about Jeff at jeffgunther.com, and you can find the Portland Therapy Center at portlandtherapycenter.com. And Jeff has started a new venture to help private practitioners learn a lot more of the tech side of building a private practice. So things like search engine optimization and reviews on websites and things like that. And you can find that at thepracticeacademy.com. You can find show notes to today's episode at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 69. As we wrap up, I just wanted to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, which is Brighter Vision. Brighter Vision helps therapists build awesome and beautiful websites. One of the really cool things about Brighter Vision is that just for a low monthly cost, you get your own designer assigned to you. You get things like unlimited tech support. You get your website search engine optimized so that it actually ranks higher in search engines. And you also get things like forms, clinical forms that are integrated into your website, as well as things like PayPal, like payment buttons that are integrated into your website so clients can literally log in and pay for sessions. You can find more information about Brighter Vision at brightervision.com/try/Melvin. And at checkout, you can enter the word couch, all lowercase, for your first month absolutely free. Thank you again for taking the time to listen and for continuing to share the podcast with our colleagues. It is so appreciated. Have a great rest of your week, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.